Well, I'm at Bon Repos today. I'm just amazed by a great collection of classic cars. I think we've counted up, there are probably about 25, and I'm going to find out more about this collection of cars from Sharon Goddard. So Sharon, when did the club start and why?
We held our first meeting in March 2016. It started really because there wasn't a classic car club in central Brittany as such. And also we thought it would be nice to get together and chat cars.
It's brilliant. I mean, the collection here ranges from, I think it was a 1938 MGA.
MGA 2.
Probably
the newest is probably
that Mercedes over there.
The Mercedes, yes.
Looks a little bit new. And wonderful, even a two-CV van.
We meet at Le Abbey de Bon Repos on the last Sunday of every month from 10 o'clock through to midday. And sometimes we go off to the campsite at Guarec, which is for a picnic or a barbecue. Sometimes we'll do a short route touristic.
A little rally
Around the area, Lac de Gerladin, etc. But it's purely an informal get-together of like-minded people.
Nice.
We have around 35 members at the moment. Providing you think your vehicle, we don't care if it's a car, a motorbike, a tractor, anything that you consider to be interesting.
And
that you love, bring it along.
Yes. And have you got any of your members, are they French?
Yes, we do have some French members. The chap there with the Porsche 356 come and joined us today.
His car, his Porsche, looks as though it's taken part in rallies, judging by the sponsoring.
It is. He's actually a world champion in his class. He competes at various hill climbs. We like to join in with as many people as possible, and people who are interested in cars.
It's a great way of integration, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Certainly there are no language barriers when it comes to an interest in a classic car. It's certainly is another great way of integrating.
Oh yes, personally I found it hugely helpful with my language skills. I'm a member of 5 clubs in Brittany now, most of which are, apart from this one, are predominantly French. And I think it always helped to talk about something that you're interested in. Yes.
So do you have any plans to expand or to diversify?
We don't want to get too big. We like to stay friendly and don't want to be too organised.
No.
It's early days yet, but we're hoping to speak to Guarec and possibly even revive the classique that used to happen in Guarec many years ago, where the streets were closed and classic cars were parked up.
There's another one. See, an engine, distinct engine noises, isn't it?
Yes, engine noises. That sounds like the Westfield.
How can people find out more or contact you? What contact details?
We have a Facebook group. Right. If you just look up the Interesting Car Club on Facebook, we have an email address, which is theinterestingcarclub@gmail.com. Come along to one of our meetings. We also have an allied Facebook group called Classic Car Events in Brittany, which encompasses other events happening in Brittany. Not necessarily exhaustive, but interesting things that are happening.
That's great. So are you continuing throughout the winter, or will it depend on the
weather? We hope
to.
Certainly Jeff and I will, as we live fairly local, one of us will at least try to come down on the last Sunday of the month during every month of the year, just in case somebody decides to come down, because we'd hate somebody to decide to come along and there'll be
nobody
here to greet them.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
Thank you.